Hey, welcome back to the pod. In today's episode, I'm going to talk with Javi about the trade deadline and the recent Cubs series.
Pretty fantastic. I'm just coming off the first game of that doubleheader. Lars Nootbaar walks it off. We were down 3-0, not a lot of hits going off. And then at the seventh inning, we got it going, back-to-back home runs. So that's a big win for the Cardinals today.
Yeah, and it was also nice to see the Brewers lose.
I know, by wild pitch too.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. They just lost the series to the Pirates.
To the Pirates, and with two walk-offs for the Pirates too.
Yeah, in a row. It's some Brewers fans are losing hope.
Yeah, I mean, they traded away Josh Hader, and, you know, the relievers seem to be kind of literally dropping the ball, I guess, and that we're only half a game back now from leading the division.
Yeah. Okay, so before we get into that, the trade deadline just happened, so I wanted to recap some trades. So the biggest one, obviously, was Juan Soto to the –
Padres.
Mozeliak said that the trade basically didn't happen because he didn't want to trade Carlson and thought the price was too high.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Dylan Carlson, switch hitter, good, you know, he's just as young, if not a year younger, maybe. And so, yeah, I didn't want to give up Carlson either. So I think it was a good move to not go and deal a bunch of cards for one guy. Instead, we got some two left-handed starting pitchers, which are the big takeaways for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jordan Montgomery and Jose Quintana.
Yeah. Sorry, you cut out there a little bit.
That's okay.
Yeah. Just going to run through some other trades just real quickly.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Rays traded Brett Phillips to Baltimore for cash.
Yeah.
Brewers acquired Trevor Rosenthal. And a deal with the Giants. The Braves added closer Raisel Iglesias from the Angels. Whit Merrifield went from the Royals to the Blue Jays. Obviously, Montgomery for Bader for the Cards.
Yep.
Syndergaard went to the Phillies. Michael Fulmer, starting pitcher, or just a pitcher, went to the Twins. Jake Lamb went from the Dodgers to the Mariners. Darren Ruff from the Giants went to the Mets. And Brandon Drury from the Reds to the Padres. Tyler Mahle, Reds to the Twins. David Robertson, Cubs to the Phillies.
And the Cubs did not trade Contreras and Ian Happ, which a lot of people thought might happen.
Yeah. I don't know if they just were since they traded all their big names last year, they just didn't want to have no fan favorite guys left.
Right.
And I think what they said was they're asking for way too much from these guys. Their price was too high and no team was just willing to pay.
Right. Yeah. I guess the new guy for the Cubbies now would be Seiya Suzuki. At this point, really. He's kinda yeah. Like, he's kind of like their new favorite.
Yeah. Just trying to see if there are any. Jake Odorizzi, who they talked about for the Cardinals, went to the Braves for Will Smith.
Okay.
And like Will Smith got the last outs in the World Series.
Yeah.
For the Braves over the Astros.
Interesting. Yeah. It's kind of like in 2011 when we, well, we didn't trade Pujols, we just didn't re-sign him.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it happens. That's the business part of baseball. It's tough. Trey Mancini went to the Astros from Baltimore. You know.
Yeah.
Beat cancer, came back. So that was kind of a big thing leaving Baltimore for him. I think Brett Phillips can be really fun in Baltimore, though. I think he can be a good fit there. Bring some, you know, more energy and livelihood to that too, which could be beneficial. But for the
I think that's a fun trade to get Brett Phillips. I know he's not an amazing player, but
he's fun.
He's a fun player, and I think that's what the Orioles need right now. They need some fun guys. This year has been pretty fun for the Orioles.
And yeah, it looks like they're heading in the right direction. So
yeah, Orioles could be especially. Contending. Especially in a really hard division. I mean, I can't even imagine, like, if they went to the NL Central, I mean, they could be in contention right now.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's crazy. Yeah, for the Cardinals, we're trying to obviously compete with in our division in the NL Central. So we did what we had to do and get two starting pitchers left-handed. Jose Quintana is set to start later today in the second game of the doubleheader. Jordan Montgomery for Bader, which a lot of people, I know, you know, Bader, fan favorite. Everybody liked him. He was very good defensively, obviously. Won gold gloves, you know, but he's out for a little bit. He's with the boot. And so, you know, with all of our outfield depth right now, he was the guy that we decided was the person we didn't really need, especially with Dylan Carlson being able to play a good center field as well. And debatably a better bat because he hits for a better average, can switch hit, so he can do it on both sides. And getting a left-handed pitcher in Jordan Montgomery, who's been pretty good for the Yankees. A lot of people were wondering why the Yankees traded away Jordan Montgomery, you know, for a guy who, you know, can't even walk without a boot right now. So I'm hoping that Jordan Montgomery will do fantastic for us. I think we did what we needed to do to give ourselves more depth in our starting rotation that can help us not only get to the postseason, but also make a good run in the postseason. I feel like we are a lot stronger now than we were before the trade deadline.
Yeah. The only thing about that Jordan Montgomery trade is that there's apparently, if Bader doesn't play a single game for the rest of the 2022 season, there's like
give up a prospect, right?
There's like a player to be named later, and I think there's already a list, so that the Yankees might have like decided kind of who they wanted on that list. So
right,
we'll see. It shouldn't be a big deal, but
yeah, it shouldn't be a big deal. Shouldn't be like a really big name. But, you know, if Bader gets healthy enough and they start him in just one game, you know, that's kind of like done and done. Wash your hands of that. That's it.
Yeah.
Don't need to give up another guy.
And then the Yankees got Montas.
Yeah, Yankees got Frankie Montas, which was the bigger name.
Just looking if there's any other. Oh, Edmundo Sosa.
The Phillies.
To the Phillies for JoJo.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what JoJo can do. He might maybe get called up next year. I don't expect him to get called up this year. We got
Mariners. Mariners got Luis Castillo.
Yeah, that is big. I think
that was one of the probably the biggest trade.
Other than Soto.
Second biggest. Yeah.
Yeah. However, even with Soto being on the Padres, I still don't think they're going to win the World Series. Cough. Anyway, but Luis Castillo to the Mariners is pretty fantastic. I think that's really, really good for the Mariners. Obviously, yeah, they have the offensive potential with Julio and all that stuff, even though I think Julio is still on the IL right now. But adding Luis Castillo, I think, is huge. Definitely helps them out. Gives them a lot more competitive starts to keep them in games. So that was a really good signing by the Seattle Mariners over there.
Yeah. And they gave up a considerable amount of prospects. But like as John Boy said, like, you get your prospects up to the major leagues, you see if they succeed, then you can sign them long-term. And the Mariners have already got that. They got a solid young core that they have signed. So they don't really need these prospects right now. They need some high-level pitching, which they went on and got. So I know Trevor Plouffe declared the Mariners dead. And they are not dead anymore.
I don't think they're dead anymore. I think they can make a solid push, you know? I mean, heck, look at what the Cardinals did last year in the month of September, last month of the regular season, and we figured out a way to get in there. We snuck our way back. So this is a very – it's anybody's game right now in a lot of divisions, you know? There's a lot of who's going to make the wild card, back and forth, stuff like that. So it's getting interesting. This trade deadline was pretty fantastic, in my opinion. I think things got done what needed to get done for the Cardinals. It was exciting for other teams that were involved. And I think all in all, it kind of helped, you know. I think this was a more exciting trade deadline in like the past 5 years. I think it got a lot of buzz talking, you know, especially with Soto being a big name, you know. That was
fun. Yeah, there were a lot of moves this year, more than I can remember. Just last couple, Ben Tendi to the Yankees, Vogey to the Mets, and Santana to the Mariners. The thing with the Mariners, though, is I still don't think they're as good as the Astros.
Right.
And so they're going to have to win in an all-star game. I mean, not an all-star game, the wild card series.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got a nice young core, and they got, if they can sign them, they can be competitive for years to come.
Yeah. That'll be fun. I've always wanted to see Seattle do well, you know, cause they're not, I don't think there's a single person who looks at Seattle and doesn't like them, unless they're like a division rival per se. You know, you can get people from all over the place, look at the Dodgers and be like, don't like the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Dodgers though, Vince Scully passed away on Tuesday at the age of 94, one of the greatest broadcasters of all time, just in general, not only for baseball, but he had a way of letting the game kind of speak for itself a lot of the time too. He would pause at the right moments. He was absolutely fantastic. So,
yeah, rest in peace. All right. So with that win over the Cubs and the loss by the Brewers, the Cardinals are now a half game back in the Central.
Tied for Philly for the wild card right now.
Tied with Philly.
Yeah.
3.5 behind the Padres.
It's looking good. I think we've definitely got the pieces now, I think, to make a good end of the season run, get to that postseason spot. I do feel like we can win the division right now. With what happened with the Brewers and what happened with us right now, I think it's working well. And Oliver Marmol has been doing fantastic. He's playing the numbers well. You know, like Corey Dickerson will start if he has good numbers against the starting pitcher. Today he was in against Stroman, And then they took Stroman out for a lefty, and so he just swapped the left fielder for a left fielder and put Tyler O'Neill in to get a better matchup, righty against lefty. So I think Oliver Marmol needs to get a lot of credit because he's been doing very well. He's been able to move the pieces around. We have a lot of moving parts in our lineup with Donovan. Edmund can play a lot of roles, a lot of outfield depth. Gorman, Paul DeYoung's back that can play shortstop. I think he's doing a really good job at putting the best lineup that we can out there on any given day.
Yeah. One thing we could talk about more is, yeah, Paul DeYoung's back. And he's kind of mashing.
Oh, my goodness. He almost had three back-to-back games with three, you know, with home runs. He had a home run in his first game back, home run in his second game back. He got robbed of a home run in his third game back. It was home run distance. It was over the wall.
Yeah.
I think it was Ian Happ caught that ball. And, man, that's unfortunate. But he's been doing well. He's hitting the ball hard again. You know, he's still striking out a little bit, but, you know, it's people strike out. It happens. But I think, at least from what I am seeing, he's starting to do the little things well again. He's starting to make sure that he can barrel up the bat a little more. It feels like he's hitting the ball way harder than he was in the start of the season. Even just today, with the walk-off win, he took a walk to push Nolan Arenado into scoring position. And then Nootbaar got the walk-off single. So something as small as taking a walk helped the Cardinals win in a game. And even though he went 0-for-3 with two strikeouts, he had one really hard hit ball that just went straight to the second baseman. So he's doing the little things well, and it's nice to see him do that again.
Yeah, he's taking better at bats. And also Lars Nootbaar is hitting a lot better as of late.
Yeah, he's been going like 2-for-3, 3-for-3. He's doing well.
Yeah. But someone who's not doing well, kind of on a slump watch, we got Tommy Edman.
Yeah.
Which kind of the case. He's a ground ball hitter.
Yeah. It always seems to happen around this time, too. Tommy Edman always towards the end of the summer, like June or July and August, starts to kind of decline a little bit. And like I said earlier before, you can go back to some of the other first podcast episodes that we made. I said Dylan Carlson would take that role and go into the leadoff spot. And he's doing that again. He's leading off games, you know. Tommy Edman's a little lower down there. But even in the ninth spot, our people in the ninth spot are producing still well, even though Tommy's in a little bit of a down spot right now. He's still doing well. Brendan Donovan, a lot of the time, is batting ninth to get some production down there too. He's doing fantastic. I think he's batting like 283 or something like that. So he's still doing great.
Yeah. Trying to look for.
Yeah, a little comment that I want to make, something that I started to see and kind of noticed today, is that like two or even like last year, it felt like the St. Louis Cardinals lineup was very right-handed heavy when it comes to the plate. But now with Dylan Carlson, Tommy Edman being switch hitters, Brendan Donovan, a lefty, Lars Nootbaar, a lefty, even Corey Dickerson, who's a lefty, it feels like we're getting a lot more of a balance between righties and lefties, which is good for any lineup, having that, you know, back-to-back, even being able to pinch hit people in the right spot to get a better matchup against the pitcher. I think it's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, and like a majority of the league is right-handed, obviously.
Yes. Majority of the world is right-handed, so.
Yeah, it's nice to have some left-handed hitters who can hit right-handed pitching.
Yeah, especially like Brendan Donovan. That guy has reverse splits. He's better against the lefties than he is the righties. He doesn't care. He grinds out every at-bat. Doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah. And Nolan Gorman, still hitting for power.
He's doing fantastic. Every single game, he has like 11 home runs on the season. And every single time he has hit a home run, St. Louis Cardinals win the game.
Yeah.
just today we saw that on the board. They said, you know, 10-0 when he hits a home run, first pitch swing and he hits a home run, and guess what, we walk it off today, we win the game again. So
yeah,
Nolan Gorman's home runs, Cardinals have to win, you know, it's a thing now.
Yeah, and I saw he made a nice play, a diving play at second today.
He did. Yeah. Uh-huh. I think he also got scored for an error. Kind of ate him up a little bit, but you know, it's okay now. It's in the past. We won. Didn't really made us lose or anything like that. So he's making a lot better plays, I think, than we thought he was going to make at second. He's starting to become a little bit of a better defender than I think we were initially anticipating.
Yeah. Do we have any news on when Yepez is going to be back? I thought they said he was swinging the bat now, but he you can't play on the field yet.
I have not heard anything about Juan Yepez recently. I think what was he on? Was he just on the 10-day IL? What was he on?
I'm not sure. Okay, so this CBS Sports says he's no longer feeling discomfort in his strained right forearm while swinging the bat and is hopeful to resume a throwing program Friday. That's from Jeff Jones.
Okay. Friday being tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So that'd be nice to be back soon.
Yeah, that'd be nice to get him back. He's always, you know, he's been, he obviously very good hitter. He hits the ball very hard and crushing that. So that's pretty fantastic. So yeah, I mean, even just talking out loud, the fact that we just got those two starting rotation guys that are lefties too, which is also fantastic, makes me so much more comfortable with what we have. You know, like, it was not great having Mats and Flaherty out, but we replaced those two guys, I think, with people who are going to do well. I 100% at this point expect to win the division. I really think that we can beat the Brewers, especially with the way that they're playing right now. If we can keep consistent baseball going, which I think that these two new pitchers can help us with better depth in the rotation, I feel like we are going to win the division this year. I don't remember the last time. Yeah. When was the last time we even won the division? Let me look that up.
Yeah. Like, these guys aren't Lester and J.A. Happ. These, like, are real starters, you know, who have, like, sub-4 ERAs.
Yeah.
And they're going to give you quality innings.
Yeah, and Jose Quintana, I think, is the oldest, with only being at 33, though, you know? He's not pushing 40. Yeah. He's still got at the very least, probably 5 more years of baseball.
Yeah. I think Quintana is a free agent at the end of the year, right?
I believe so. I think Jordan Montgomery is also a free agent. Jordan Montgomery, I think we have one more year with him. But I don't know if Quintana's a free agent after this year or if we have one more year with him as well.
Yeah. He's on a 1-year, $2 million. So he is a rental. That's Quintana.
Okay. And depending on how he does, we may or may not sign him to a contract. You know, we'll see.
Yeah. The thing is, though, the one relief pitcher who did good for us last year, McFarland, hasn't been very good this year. So,
yeah, I haven't even seen. But that's relief, to be honest pitchers. With you. Yeah,
relief pitchers are kind of fickle.
Yeah, I mean, we got rid of Johan Oviedo, who wasn't really doing well for the past 2 years. So, I think that was good to kind of get rid of him in a deal. So. Something that was really weird that I saw is that we also got a AAA catcher from the Oakland Athletics. So he's in Triple A Memphis right now.
Yeah.
So we'll see what comes of that.
I think the Cardinals were just like seeing that Molina is kind of on his last legs, obviously.
Yep. Came back
and
today.
Literally too.
You know, started today. Yeah. So, I mean, he's still good, but I think they realize that they're going to need maybe a little something more than Kisner right now. So.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. Some people were mad. Like, people were mad that Bader was gone and that Montgomery took number 48, like the number. Like, they're upset. They're why isn't the number retired? Because he wasn't that good.
He's a decent
defender, but he was hitting like 200.
Yeah, no, he wasn't hitting that well. I mean, fun player, obviously.
He's a fun player, but like
fast, that good stuff. But I get that he was a fan favorite. You know, liked him for some reason. I will say this: a lot of the old ladies that I knew really liked him. I don't know. I guess they thought he was good looking or something. So like I understand that it is a little bit, you know, like he's been with us for a little bit now. So it's like, giving rid of a fan favorite, but you know, he's not what we needed. We have a lot of outfielders right now who are good, hitting well. Dylan Carlson has been making some really good plays recently. He's been making sliding catches, diving catches. I feel like he can also win a gold glove here in like the near future. So like we didn't really get that much less of an outfielder, plus he's a switch hitter and gonna hit better average and harder hit balls than Bader. We needed the pitching, and I think it was a very good deal for the Cardinals. Obviously kind of weird for the Yankees, because maybe he'll start with the Yankees and have a better center fielder and have Judge go back to left field. But I have no problem with trading away Bader, because Dylan Carlson, in my opinion, is just such a better center fielder for us.
Yeah. The other thing with the Montgomery trade is, like, he's going to a weaker division with worse hitting.
Yeah. He might. He, for all we know, he could be absolutely dominating the NL Central now. He could be the guy in the NL Central because of just where he's coming from. Because he was already doing well in the AL East. So if he comes over here, you never know.
Yeah, and probably a better defense too.
Way better defense. Are you kidding me? Way better defense.
Yeah, so I don't know what else you want to talk about.
That was pretty much it. The big things were the trade deadline and what we got with our pitching and what we gave up for certain things, which we did not, let's be honest. I think we came out winning this trade deadline. You know, there are always winners and losers. I think the St. Louis Cardinals are definitely a win because we didn't really give up that much. Edmundo Sosa, Harrison Bader were like the starting guys. Johan Oviedo maybe was also on the 40 active man roster. I think we might have given up some minor league guys here and there, but for what we got, from what we needed to get, I feel like we did a good job. I know Mozeliak gets a little bit of flack. So now it's like, make a big move. Well, we don't.
Well, everybody hates Mozeliak, whatever he does. Like if they had traded for Soto, they would have been so angry.
We gave up all this.
But Jordan Walker and Dylan Carlson. But like
then when we get these pitchers, they're like, oh, should have maybe gone for something bigger. We didn't need anything bigger. He did a good job.
Yeah, I don't know. He just always seems to get flack. And, like, sometimes he deserves it. Like, should have signed. He could have signed Quintana in the offseason. In the offseason, you know?
Yeah, I think that was the big thing. Is that people were saying, like, we did come out with a W in the trade deadline this season. But it's stuff that should have been done in the offseason before the season started, but you know, better late than never, you know, especially now. It's always how you finish because we're right in the thick of things. So I think we did a good job. I think he did a good job.
So is Flaherty going to be back at all this year? Or Matz?
I don't know. I remember I heard John Mozeliak talking about Steven Matz. And he said when he was talking about it, he's like, Steven Matz basically out for the rest of the season. So at least from what Mozeliak said, I don't think Matz is really coming back. And if Matz isn't really coming back, I don't really think Flaherty would come back either. I don't know when Flaherty is a free agent, you think? Or do we know?
It's got to be pretty soon. This CBS article says a late August return for Flaherty is still in play.
Okay.
But I don't know. We'll see about him.
Yeah, I don't know. As soon if he's, I mean, depending on what's going on, I don't know what his contract is right now off the top of my brain, but whatever. If he becomes a free agent, don't sign him again, in my opinion. If we can, I'd honestly trade him for something, you know, two or three better things that we need, depending on the trade deadline, if that happens to be the case. But I'm kind of done with Flaherty, you know? So.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I think if he gets his stuff together and he starts pitching well, maybe you can think about, like, at some point, like trading him in the offseason or something.
That's what I'm thinking. Like he'll have like a good season and then we'll get rid of him, you know. Kind of not really a team player, just kind of out for himself, and he's injured all the time. So I'm over the Jack Flaherty boat. So
yeah. The biggest thing for me is just the injuries.
Yeah. You know, obviously he can be that guy, and if he didn't get injured as much, I really would not mind that much if he's not that big of a team player. But the fact that he's not even pitching and we're paying him millions of dollars, you know? Like I'm sitting here doing this for free and he's doing basically the same thing except getting paid $5 million. It's, you know, anyway, soapbox over.
Yeah. So you got any predictions for a Quintana start?
Quintana, my hope is that he goes at least six innings. That's six. My hope. And I can see that being a pretty reasonable thing. It would be kind of cool to see him go maybe seven. I have a feeling in my gut that he's going to throw, at least when he's throwing, it's going to be a shutout. I don't think he's going to
zero give up runs.
I don't think Quintana will give up runs. Maybe a relief pitcher that we put out there might give up a run, but I don't think Quintana will give up a run in today's game. That's my prediction. I could be wrong. You never know though.
Okay, my prediction is 5 innings and 2 runs.
Okay. We'll see who gets closer. We'll see who gets closer.
Okay.
For all we know, it could be we both got something right. He goes 5 innings, gives up 0, or he goes 6, gives up 2. We'll see. We will see. I'm excited, though. I think it'll be a good time. He was having such a good time in the dugout already. I saw him on the broadcast having fun with Yepes and Pujols, and it's fun to see that.
So I guess Hudson is still in the rotation?
I think so, yeah. I think we could put him. I think he's still part of that. I don't know if he's going to stay in there anymore with the.
I thought Pallante would take his spot, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Pitchers can move around. So.
And then Montgomery starts against his former team on Saturday.
Yep. That'll be fun.
Yeah. So it looks like the Yankees and Milwaukee, the Yankees and like the Braves and Milwaukee are like the only hard teams we're playing in August.
Yeah. Which looks like it too. And those are the, I know, and Milwaukee and the Yankees, obviously the Yankees are guaranteed a spot in the postseason. It's basically impossible for them not to. And the Brewers still also have a chance of getting in there. So depending on, you know, the series against the Yankees coming up, and then when we play Milwaukee here soon, I feel like would be a good indicator of where we're, of how we're going to play against them. And, you know, postseason's different environment, but if we can do well against them now in the regular season, I feel like that'll give us, if we play them in the postseason, some momentum. You know, it's like, oh, in the regular season, we got to you guys. So
yeah,
we'll see how it goes. The only Yankee that I'm rooting for is Matt Carpenter right now. So
not even Vader.
Well, he's not going to be playing in this series that we're, you know, he's not there yet. When he comes, you
still root for him.
Oh yeah, when he comes, for sure, for sure, for sure.
You can root for him in his road to recovery.
Yes, yes. I think if the card, yeah, I was talking to my brother the other day. If the Cardinals are not in the World Series, I honestly can, I in my future sight, I see a New York World Series. I really do.
A Subway Series.
That would be really fun as a World Series, a Subway Series. And if that's the case, if that's the case, go Mets. It's all about the Mets, baby. But we'll see. Hopefully it's a Cardinals World Series, obviously. So
I don't know who I would root for in that.
In Yankees, Mets.
Yankees. Because I really hate both teams.
I'm going with the silver lining with the Mets. Keith Hernandez used to be on the Cardinals, went to the Mets, is in the broadcast booth. Francisco Lindor is Puerto Rican, so I'm going for the little things, you know.
Yeah, I like Lindor. He's fun, but yeah.
Carpenter on the Yankees.
I really hate Pete Alonso though, and I don't want him to win a World Series. Like
Pete Alonso either. We talked about that already. Pete Alonso, boo. No fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hope Jose Quintana can go 6 innings with 0 runs today.
Yeah.
Or 5 innings with 2. We'll see. But a win, nonetheless. I want him to get a W today.
Yeah, get a dub.
That would be nice. All right. Until next time. See ya.
Thanks for watching, guys. See you next week.